Hey guys, how is it going? Happy Saturday, wherever you're at in the world today. I'm having my morning cup of coffee out here in the sun, and it is glorious weather here in Sturbridge. So what's new? Today's Saturday, having a quietish day. My daughter Noah got back from Europe a couple of days ago, and we're just having a quiet day today. Tomorrow I've got a couple of services. I'm speaking in Sturbridge in the morning. We're doing an outreach in the town of Norwalk, Connecticut in the afternoon on the gazebo, the bandstand on Norwalk Common. Monday I'm going to be flying to Dallas. I'm going to be in Texas for a week and back on Saturday of next week. So looking forward to having a good day, and I trust you're doing well and walking with the Lord wherever you are at. You know, for the whole month of August, I'm going to be speaking on finding God's will. I'm going to be speaking on becoming a missionary. I've got a great mother-in-law. I remember her once saying, she said many things, but no, I remember her once saying, you're either a mission field or you're a missionary. And I'm going to be speaking about that tomorrow, becoming a living life with a mission. And here's one little thought for my sermon tomorrow, and it's really, actually really, really powerful, is that when... This is about 95% true, okay? There are some exceptions, but most of the time, most of the problems we have in life are when we forget our mission. And in a sense, most of the things we seek after naturally, or we pray after, are surpassed than most of the things people will, you know, ask me to pray for, or the problems in the life would come to them naturally if they'd step into the mission and purpose that God has for them. And I can give you so many, I won't do, but so many examples of that. You know, really all of our finances, all of our things like that. God says, seek my kingdom, my righteousness. And these things will follow you. You don't need to follow them. Sometimes finding the right person to be with for the rest of your life is less about going on some silly app and swiping left, right, or God knows where, but rather you become that passionate person who's pursuing Jesus, pursuing the mission he's got for you. And then my point is, all the people you need, every relationship will be attracted to you. You know, so often I'll see this in ministry where somebody's waiting for a door to be open, waiting for them to be promoted, waiting for them to be given a position, when if they'd simply step into that calling, my point is, whatever you're called to do, you can do it right now. If you're waiting for some future date to step into your calling, you'll never get there, and you're actually missing your calling. So do what God's called you to do right now. And as Proverbs says, your gift will make a way for you and bring you before great men and women. So I encourage you today, find that call. I love that passage in John 4 where Jesus has sent the disciples to get food, and when they come back, you know, they've come back from McDonald's or wherever with this bag of food, and Jesus is witnessing, he's talking to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, about living water, and Jesus says such a cool thing to them. He says, my meat, old King James, my food, my sustenance is to do the will of him who sent me. And then he talks about, lift up your eyes. I think in effect he's saying, stop looking at food and sandals and chariots and clothes and all of this stuff. He says, lift up your eyes and look. The field is white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. And God, we need joy-filled, spirit-filled laborers to enter into the call that God has for them. Boom. That's my little thought for the day. So guys, I am cheering you on wherever you are at. Hey, later in August, I'm going to have my ministry school online for the year 2021-22. We have an ordination program there, a church planters program, an itinerant ministry program. And if you're interested in getting some help to step into the ministry the Lord has for you, you might want to check that out, or drop me an email. I will send you some details. Again, if you're able to join us tomorrow in Massachusetts or Connecticut, check out my website for details, and walk with God this day, because he's cheering you on too. Bye for now.